This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across the country, as well as in the Caribbean, too. And don't forget, we are broadcasting around the world at the speed of the Internet. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, helping to keep America rolling along, thank you for the job you're doing for America. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch. The Captain's America Third Watch. Take advantage of all the different things that are over there. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. There you go. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Turkey's President Erdogan reportedly is coming to Washington, D.C. next week to have a discussion with the president amidst the tensions that have been brewing between the two countries.
Yeah, and certainly with where all things go regarding Syria. Now, Erdogan had pledged that he would meet with Trump, and then he called it off. Because Trump had applied those sanctions. A couple of days later, Trump rescinded those sanctions, and so things were going well again until the House last week passed a resolution recognizing and rebuking the Turkey's genocide against the Armenians, and they are also in, doing a sanctions package against Turkey, or they've passed it. So the Senate is looking at this legislation now. So Erdogan's watching all of this, and he's considering maybe I'm not going to come because of what Congress is doing. But the other thing is the day that Erdogan's supposed to come happens to be the first day of the open hearings of the impeachment inquiry. So it could be a very interesting week next week if, in fact, Erdogan shows up and then, you know, we go to the open impeachment hearings. Now, let's not forget that the last time Erdogan was in the United States, we had that whole violent attack thing that happened outside the embassy where there were some beatings going on. We charged the Erdogan's entourage, but then we dropped them. Why we dropped them, I don't know, but we did. So it could be fascinating.
Didn't we toss those guys out of the country, or did we?
Well, I mean, that's easy to do, but we were charging them because they were attacking, just innocent people, bystanders. And then you had bystanders that were filming the whole thing. So it wasn't like we didn't have the evidence. I mean, everybody sat there and watched it, couldn't believe it.
Now, yesterday there was some more testimony about the Ukraine, and certainly despite the claims made by the ambassador and by the representative, it was discovered that there were some emails that showed that the impeachment witness had contacted a Democratic staffer. And where's that all headed right now? Where's that going?
Well, one of the staffers had actually reached out to this ambassador that was eventually fired by the Trump administration, saying that they wanted to meet with her on some very delicate issues. And in testimony, she said that she did not respond to the email. It turns out that's just false. She did respond and said, oh, I do look forward to, you know, talking with you. Apparently, Congressman Lee Zeldin knew about this email exchange and brought it up in the questioning of, whatever her name is, Yanukovych or whatever.
Yeah, it's a weird name. Yep.
Anyway, then they found out that, she wasn't exactly honest about all of that. So, I think Congressman Lee Zeldin's office handed off the copy of the emails between the congressional staffer and the former ambassador to Fox News, Tucker Carlson, show last night. And so they just said, little lady, didn't quite get this right in her testimony.
Now, this Amy Robach situation over there at ABC News is coming to a real stand-up head here. Heads may or may not roll over this, and it looks like as if George Stephanopoulos was the one that put this kibosh to the Clinton story. Is there any truth to that?
Yes. Now, George, he has a relationship. He had a friendship with Epstein. And what ended up happening here is really quite interesting because this, staff girl who was working that actually presented the tape to James O'Keefe, she left and went over to what was, I think, CBS.
Yeah.
So CBS and ABC got together, figured out who she was. They were tracking her. They had like a whole investigative team. So she gets over to her new job and they find her and they figure out who she is and they fire her from there. So now you got two TV networks that, are firing some poor girl.
Hope she'll get a new good lawyer and she'll wind up owning both of those networks. I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. And what do 385,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you ask? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA will provide their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right. The last person standing is the first person police will usually look at when they show up on the scene. So, if you want to find out more information about this and sign up for the free gun a day giveaway, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and over in the right tab, you'll see the red, white, and blue USCCA logo link. Click on that. A menu will drop down to sign up and register for the free gun a day giveaway, and good luck with that. And after you do that, then you'll have three different choices, levels of membership that you can join. And if you do, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff from the United States Concealed Carry Association just for joining. So there you go. That's the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com website, USCCA logo link on the right tab. Okay. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Hello.
Burisma. What's going on there, Burisma?
Well, it turns out that that George Kent, who Adam Schiff brought in for testimony, and this particular one, Schiff didn't run out to the hallway to the nearest microphone. But as it turns out in the testimony, during the Obama administration, it seems that there was an effort and actually an agreement for USAID to team up with Burisma.
Wow.
So, yes. And this was to co-sponsor a clean energy project with Burisma. Now, this was when Hunter Biden was on the board. Well, at the time of this project, Burisma was already under investigation for corruption. Yeah, so what had happened here was this charge d'affaires, which is essentially ambassador, Kent, looked at this and said, hey, this isn't cool because this will hurt USAID. So he was the one that put a stop to it. Isn't that interesting? So we had some memos that were going back and forth, and John Solomon, you know, he got through FOIA.
Right.
He had multiple contacts with Secretary of State, John Kerry.
Wonderful.
And the Deputy, Tony Blinken.
Mm.
And that they had been lobbying the State Department to help eliminate the corruption allegations against Ukraine. Well, it wasn't just allegations, it was corruption.
Uh-huh.
And they were using Hunter Biden to help with that situation. So Hunter Biden goes over and Devin Archer go over to the State Department and say, what can we do? Well, I'll tell you what, we'll help some of this. We'll give it some legitimacy by having it partner with USAID. And a couple people going, no, we can't do that. We're not going to put a good thing back, to mess up a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I decided actually to check out John Solomon's work, so I trotted on over to the archive site for the Obama White House, and lo and behold, I find it. April 21st, 2014, and there it is. Economic assistance, energy security, rule of law, and anti-corruption, including who? Eric Holder.
Wow.
So, yeah, I would say, Obama was going to give Ukraine all this military assistance and whatnot. No, the very bottom sentence of this says, in addition to the $50 million, today we are announcing the provision of $8 million of non-lethal military assistance to allow Ukrainian armed forces and state border guard service to fulfill their core security mission. Non-lethal? What are we going to give them? Oh, we're going to give them explosive ordnance disposal equipment and handheld radios, and we're going to give them some engineering equipment, communications equipment, vehicles, and non-lethal tactical gear. In addition, we're going to give them $3 million worth of meals ready to eat, and $7 million of health and welfare assistance. So,
wow.
lots of help that the Obama administration was going to give Ukraine after the invasion of the Russians.
Well, in the meantime, according to Defense News, General Dynamics is currently missing, you ready for this, $1.5 billion due to a Canadian-Saudi spat. Now, an ongoing diplomatic battle between Canada and Saudi Arabia is hitting American defense firm General Dynamics hard, to the tune of $1.5 billion in missing payments for land vehicles sought to the kingdom.
Okay, I can't speak to any of that. I have no idea what that is.
Well, it means that somebody's not paying them because they're having a tit-for-tat thing going on with somebody somewhere.
Everybody loves to hate on Saudi Arabia right now, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah. Now, we've had a situation where we've had some troops get deported here in the United States, and a group of Senate Democrats led by Senator Duckworth has announced a proposed law that would protect immediate family members of service members and veterans from being deported under certain circumstances. Good idea, bad idea?
Well, I can't really answer that. I have seen where some have been actually deported. They were part of our military. Remember, that was part of the legitimacy. You're an illegal alien. If you go join the military, we will forgive all, which kind of makes me mad, but, that we just sort of dump on the military and go, you go to the military and we'll fix your criminal problems. I don't know where to come down on this one, so I'm probably not the best person to provide some kind of analysis on it. People have an awful long time to get legal, or at least begin paperwork, before they even go use the military as their sanctuary,
okay,
if you will, to fix their legal problems.
So I got
they
one.
Don't do it.
So I got one for you. We heard yesterday from the attorney for the whistleblower, I believe it was a tweet is how we found out about this. The coup has started. We heard that back in 2017. Is the coup?
It wasn't a tweet. It was a series of tweets that went on for quite some time. Trump brought it up at his rally the other night because he was handed the sheet of paper that had this whole thing on it, the series of tweets. Now, I wrote an article about this yesterday called The Lawyer's Plot for the Coup Against Trump, the lawyer being Mr. Mark Zade.
Right.
Now, there was a book out there titled Coup d'etat Practical Handbook, and it was written by Edward Luplock. I would argue that little Mr. Mark Zade, and because he's a whistleblower's law firm, but he's very selective about his cases. You know, he wants to go after and has government agencies. He's a very big supporter of Edward Snowden, by the way. But he's very selective about the cases because when you come to classified information, and in certain cases, certainly he didn't go after Benghazi and he didn't go after Hillary's email server. But you can bet that because he's testified on the Hill often in both House and the Senate.
Right.
But you can bet that there were several people in the House that were watching this one, this law firm, and Mark Zade very closely because he's well known in the circles of Washington, D.C. politics and with lawsuits. And so they were taking his lead, which I would argue is kind of where we are today.
Well, CNN is playing a key role in all this, according to Zade, correct?
Well, they are. I mean, they're the cable channel of choice for all of this.
All right. Okay, well, we will let you go. Catch you on the weekend show, so stay low today and stay out of trouble.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. When we come back, we'll have our next military and veterans news segment. We'll let you know what the Army's up to, the Navy, the Coast Guard, Marines, by the way, 244th birthday coming up on Sunday, the 10th of November. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It appears Democrat Michael Bloomberg wants to run for president. This year's presidential race could turn into a head-to-head matchup between the two wealthy New York City businessmen, President Donald Trump, and the former New York City mayor, Mike Bloomberg, who, by the way, is a billionaire as well. Reports Bloomberg expected to file paperwork in order to get in on the Alabama Democratic primary. Former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who used to be senator in Alabama, running for his old job. Unclear if President Trump will support his run, as he was clearly disappointed with his performance as AG during the Russia investigation. And President Trump on Twitter talking about Wall Street, he tweets, "Stock market up big today, a new record. Enjoy!" Exclamation point. The Dow gaining 182 points to close at 27,674. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Reese. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for Veterans News and Military News, too, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. Ask to take the tour and give them a call today at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people graduating from high schools are not headed off to college. You are, in fact, coming out of technical schools because you've learned a trade that in most cases will pay you not as much as what you think you're going to get. And here's why. If you're in a union job, let's say you're a carpenter, an electrician, maybe you're a mason, maybe you're a welder, Maybe you're a heavy equipment operator. All of those are apt to be union jobs. You are not going to start out at the top of the ladder. You're going to start out as an apprentice. And you're going to start at what's called 80% of whatever the going rate is for an apprentice. So if it's $12 an hour, you'll actually get $9.60 an hour. If it's $15 an hour, you'll get $12 an hour, and so on and so on. That's the way it works. How would you like the opportunity to make $50,000 or $60,000 a year right off the bat? Well, you can do that by going to the National Aviation Academy, check them out online at naa.edu, or give them a call and ask to take the tour at either one of their two locations. The number is 800-659-2080. Now, they have a location in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They have another one down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Either one, give them a call, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. And don't forget, tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you the great white gloves treatment when you get there, too. Now, November 11th is Veterans Day. That's Monday coming up. But the president last week signed a proclamation making November, the month of November, the entire month, Veterans Month. Now, there's a lot of different discounts out and about, restaurants in particular offering free meals on Veterans Day and discounts for the month, depending on where you go and what you want to do. You can find it very easy. By the way, if you just Google Veterans Month, you'll come up with a whole bunch of locations that are offering discounts and whatnot. And certainly it's something, and Veterans Day, too, if you do that, you'll also find some more. Now, there's going to be a Veterans Day present to somebody. Could it be Clint Lawrence, Army platoon leader, First Lieutenant Clint Lawrence, who the lawyers for Clint Lawrence have implored the Pentagon to not label their client a bad apple in talks with President Trump? There's going to be something going on this weekend, either a commuter sentence or a pardon for one or two or maybe three military people. Now, one of them we believe is going to be Eddie Gallagher, the Navy chief, who just had his chief status reinstated. The Navy was going to bust him all the way down to E1, but they decided to take one rank away from him and make him a petty officer instead of the chief petty officer that he was, E7. And the president reinstated his rank. And it looks like as if Eddie does what we think he's going to do, he will retire as an E7, which will be several thousand dollars more versus where he was going to be, which is a good thing because he's a highly decorated Navy SEAL. And just because he made one stupid, screwy thing, a picture with a dead Taliban participant, that was just not smart. Or was it ISIS? I guess it was ISIS, come to think of it. But anyway, just not smart on his part. And you shouldn't have to pay for that the rest of your life, in my humble opinion. Now, also, if it's Clint Lawrence, he's in a little different story, a little different boat. He was sentenced to 19 years. And he would wind up being reinstated in the military, having all charges dropped against him if it goes through the way it's supposed to. And he would probably be paid all his back pay as an officer and would be given the opportunity to stay in the service and might even be given a promotion and his record would be expunged. Wouldn't that be great? And by the way, what he did, ordering his men to shoot at people that were coming at him that were not stopping, as his patrol was on foot, they were a target. The people that they shot actually had weapons on them and a small amount of explosives, too. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? He gave the right order at the right time, did the right thing, and then wound up paying for it. So hopefully that will be taken care of. Now, the fear of a year-long continuing resolution looms as Congress struggles to reach a budget deal, and for the U.S. Army, that means many of its major modernization efforts won't get off the ground in fiscal year 2020, and here we go again. Now, hopefully that will be changed. And, oh, by the way, the aircraft carrier Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, remains at sea, extended deployment, as three destroyers return from their deployment, three guided missile destroyers return to the Naval Air Station, or Naval Station Norfolk, ending a seven-month deployment at sea, while the flat top they escorted remains on an extended stay at sea. We'll see how all that plays out. By the way, there's a new moniker for sailors charged with jobs like managing a ship's store, cutting hair, or doing laundry aboard Navy vessels. You ready for this one? They are going to be a retail service specialist. And they're doing that because it will relate better to the civilian world when the naval personnel get out to go find a job. Now, a search that was ongoing in the Gulf of Mexico for an airman from the 24th Special Operations Wing at Hurlbut Field in Florida, who went missing the day before after a jump training exercise. It's believed he fell out of the airplane without a parachute into the Gulf of Mexico. Well, they're about ready to give up the search there. He's gone. I don't believe he could have survived that. I don't know what height they were flying at, but I don't believe he could have survived that. And it's too bad, but that's that. By the way, F-35s returned to Hill Air Force Base in Utah from their deployment in the Middle East, and that's a good thing. They're back home again, and happy to welcome them back home. And hello, Salt Lake City. Glad to hear from you folks out there tonight. Also, the U.S. Air Force has approved a naval facility and airport as a preferred alternative site for a technical squadron tasked with monitoring satellites in support of the National Security Space Mission. So, there you go. And a lot of you will remember the Air Force's doomsday plane, the E-4B Night Watch, the so-called doomsday plane that would direct American forces during a nuclear war, and has been the long-haul ride of choice for several defense secretaries. Well, it's in the shop, being fixed, ain't going nowhere for a while. By the way, the Marine Corps, coming up Sunday, the 10th of November, their 244th birthday. Semper Fi Marines, a big hoorah out there to all of you, my son included. Former Commandant of the Marine Corps, General Charles Kulak, authorized Marines to play a select list of approved computer video games to help bolster decision-making and war fighting as the U.S. Marine Corps authorizes Marines once again to play a special version of Doom to help train for combat. All right, I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming up. We'll see what he has to offer today. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And oh, by the way, with the cooler temperatures coming, especially those of you up there across I-20, over into South Carolina and then up I-95 up into Virginia where you've got a hard freeze coming your way. Going to set some record temperatures over the next couple of days and nights, it looks like. Let me tell you about Relief Factor, because when it gets cold, those of you who got arthritis, you can tell the weather and you know about it. And boy, it hurts twice as much as it does when it's not cold. And you know what I'm talking about. So if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, if you've got arthritis like I do, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, ankle pain, knee pain, foot pain, tooth pain, whatever kind of pain you got. And by the way, I said tooth pain for a reason, because somebody sent me a message here in the last break and said they were taking Relief Factor, and they had had some problems with their teeth, and the pain and discomfort with their teeth stopped. So there's an added benefit, I do believe. But let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks. Now, you can go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and there's a little 3-minute video there. You can find out all about what you need to find out about, what's in it. It's all natural. There are no narcotics in it, and it works. It's very simple. It works. Now, that being said, $19.95 plus shipping and handling to get it to you. Be there in about 3 days. Around $25-$26 for the shipping and handling, something like that. But it's Relief Factor. Relieffactor.com/captain. A website, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. Try it out. What do you got to lose but pain, right? There you go. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Michael Bloomberg is expected to file to run for president as a Democrat this time, not independent, not Republican. And he's expected to file for the Alabama primary.
Yeah, and people not familiar with Michael Bloomberg, he's been very much of a middle-of-the-road Democrat most of his life. He actually was ran for mayor in New York as a Republican. What was the name of the guy? Matt, you were here in New York. Green was his last name. Remember that? Right after Giuliani?
I do.
Far left guy.
I do.
And he came in after Rudy Giuliani here in New York, and he actually changed the rules and extended the fact that he gave himself an extra term.
Yeah.
Based upon that. So he was mayor here in New York for an extended period of time. And listen, he definitely left of Giuliani, but he was a law and order mayor without a doubt. Obviously much, much different than the current guy that we've got in there. I think many of the things that he instituted are left of center. You know, I know better than you. You have to follow things. Made life a little bit more difficult for restaurants and taking salt shakers off the table, and you have to put caloric count on your menus and all these obscure things. But I think it's going to come as a relief to the financial markets and many people like myself who manage people's money who get scared to death of people like Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders because we know what would happen if they ever became president. I think that the far left tilt that the Democrats have taken, that they're calling for somebody else to kind of right the ship to some degree, and that's why I think he's coming in.
Are you concerned about social media? I'm going to play something for you, and then I'm going to ask the question again. This is Senator Kamala Harris.
Facebook and these social media companies have to be held to account. They have to be reined in to take on a responsibility because, in essence, they have become public utilities without any regulation whatsoever. And it is against their profit motive to self-regulate. So we are going to have to do it and impose it on them, even if they don't want it.
A regulated public utility, Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know what she's talking about.
I don't either.
Listen, if they're getting involved, if you want to break them up in regards to antitrust and do the competition, if you say to Facebook, hey, you know, maybe you should sell off that WhatsApp or breakaway Instagram because it's just too much. Yeah, I understand that. But I don't know what she's talking about in regards to self-regulate. Does she want to squash free speech? Because I certainly don't. I think that, whenever they get involved in trying to, you know, censor things, I think that they're doing the wrong thing. You know, the thing about free speech is it's a great thing because you get to know who the idiots are. So let people speak.
All of that and above. And by the way, we're talking to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. When you get into the weeds and you dive into it and you look at what's going on with the impeachment thing, I don't know if you heard this or not yesterday, and I don't know that it's going to happen, but John Bolton said that he is not going to testify. N-O, period.
Now, so listen, any type of headlines that I'm seeing when it comes to this impeachment thing, I ignore it. This is like a bad television show that should have been canceled a long time ago. It's getting to the point of just absurdity right now. Oh, this one's going to testify. Oh, bombshell there. Bombshell. There's no bombshells. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. It is the most boring thing going that they're trying to make exciting. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and I'm looking at a report here, which I know is fake news because he answered the question to a reporter who asked him if he was planning on testifying, and he said no. And there's a news here report that says John Bolton planning on testifying. No, that's yesterday's news. Today's news is different. All right. Jeff Sessions has announced his bid to run for his old Senate seat. I don't think that's a really bad idea, but then again, do you think he can get elected again down there?
I don't know. Matt, I don't know anything about the politics of Alabama and what they're leaning towards right now. I mean, if he feels that he could win and he's popular down there, you know, good for him. I mean, I don't have any problem with that. That's fine. I kind of wish maybe it was some new blood that was getting in, but if he thinks he can win and get his seat back, you know, so be it.
Speaking of blood, do you know who he's running against?
No idea.
Judge Roy Moore.
Oh, he's back again?
Uh-huh.
Roy Moore, again, that's a loss
with
for Republicans.
His horse, his cowboy hat, and his side to six-shooter.
Yeah, well, I don't think Roy Moore's going to beat Sessions.
Well, you know, yesterday that Mexico town where those Mormons were from buried three of the six kids were buried there yesterday. Not a happy sight at all. What do you think is going to happen there?
I don't know. What difference does it make? The president of Mexico is taking a different tack. He's not interested in going after these cartels like his predecessors. He's just going to let it go. So, maybe, what are we going to do? Are we going to invade Mexico? I don't think so.
Okay, we got a question from Catwoman and Road Dog out there driving on the highway tonight. They're a husband-wife team coming out of Laredo going to Lafayette, Indiana. They said, do you happen to know about Medicare Plan D and the benchmark plans?
Well, we help people out with their health care all the time in regards to these plans and what they can do and whatnot. Everybody's situation is unique and different, and obviously there's costs involved with this. So for me to make a recommendation, I have no idea what would be best for you.
Okay, and I think they live in, Indiana. Not sure, but anyway, they'll tell me if I said that wrong. But anyway, you can at least advise them. Is that what you do?
Well, listen, you need help with this. You know, managing your health care is part of your financial plan. And, you know, it's something that everybody needs to look into because, again, it's a cost that you're going to have later on in life if you decide to stop working, whatever it may be. It is an issue. And everybody, you know, there's certain things that are available out there. There's costs in regards to, so you got to take into consideration what you can afford and what you want.
Okay. Now, did you hear about Elizabeth Warren yesterday? She's her campaign has unveiled the billionaire tax calculator.
Yeah, her last calculator was absolutely ridiculous, and it didn't matter what money you put in, what numbers you put in there, it all came out the same. So now she's got a billionaire tax calculator. I mean, she's becoming a bit of a parody now. She's becoming a bit of a Saturday Night Live skit. She really is. I mean, it's just getting to be ridiculous.
Wow.
And people are drifting away from her very, very quickly.
Alrighty, well, have yourself a great weekend. I understand you're going to be standing outside doing a little lacrosse coaching. Is that right?
That's right.
Alright, well, dress warmly.
You got it.
Alright, have a great weekend. Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. The Watchdog on WallStreet.com is a weekend show on over 250 radio stations coming up on the weekend. So, I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Frank Salvato, right around the corner.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.